bum bum got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. Got a gal named Daisy. She almost drives me crazy. She knows how to love me, yes indeed. Boy, you don't know what she do to me. To the booty.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Tell yourself I can do what you can do.
we just changed it. We got a brand new funky president. Yeah! I need to be the mayor so I can change the things around here. I need to be the governor.
Turned into a dance party.
Griswold was here. James Brown! James Brown! James Brown!
Yeah!
And then Sir Paul McCartney. I might not be a sir, but I can outdo Paul McCartney because I've had two wives named Linda and one of them's dead. So there.
Wow.
Wow.
Heavy.
Yeah. McCartney's got a dead Linda also, so.
You might can take pictures good.
You might
too.
Not notice, but there is a quieter person in the room. Michael Quirk from Hopelessly Obscure.
That's kind of more like the George Harrison of the band. He always says, okay, Kenny, I'll play the song any way you want. I can play it like this.
Or I won't play it at all.
I can play it like that, or I won't play it at all. Hare Krishna.
I fill in for all the dead bass players.
Is it time for a seance?
Well, Michael had some things he wanted to plug, and I said, go right ahead.
Tonight we're celebrating a birthday gig at Out of the Blue Art Gallery in Cambridge. My band from when I was 19 years old, Club Linhana Go-Go, will be playing. Kenny will be playing lead guitar, and John Keegan, who's also in the room and is very quiet, is playing sax.
So that's your birthday gig?
Yes.
At Out of the Blue.
Happy birthday.
Yep, Mass Ave in Cambridge.
What time's that start?
First band goes on at 9 o'clock. It's Mad Painter, which is my good friend Alex Gitlin. He's a Hammond organ player, and he's got a rhythm section. A good sounding band, very 70s, Uriah Heep, hard rock influence.
Love that
a little
stuff.
Bit of pop.
Sounds great.
There's a guy named Ken H. in that band, you know.
Yes, Ken Hensley. And who else is on the bill? Oh, yeah, Johnny Plankton's on the bill. There's a couple of guys from my old band, Hicks, are playing. Hicks usually plays with us a lot, but they couldn't do it, but some of the guys could, so...
And Johnny Plankton, the fact they did 999's Homicide was like excellent. So ghosts.
They're doing it.
Even
they're doing that tonight. They're doing that tonight. God. Yes, that's on the. It's on the.
It's on the list.
Right. Yeah, I was at the practice. I'm sitting in with them on She Keeps No Secrets and Jet Boy Jet Girl, and John is sitting in on 5'1". Is it
playing a little sax tonight, John?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. He's a saxist pig, actually. You know, we found WMFO, we turned right at Greenland. Boom. Are you a mod or a rocker?
I'm a mocker.
Anything else, Mike?
No, that pretty much sums it down. Come on down. I mean, we're going to have cake. If I get to bribe you that way, that, you know, it's going to be a fun
show.
It's
going to be cake. How could you pass it up?
Well, She's the girl with the most cake.
We'll probably remind them again when we do the Boston Groupie News Report. We do that every Saturday at 3:45. What are we doing with you guys? You going to perform more?
Well, we have an idea with your permission. We would like to perform a seance and bring back
the dead members of the band. About to speak.
What type of music do I need for that?
Something haunting.
Haunting music, yes.
Let's find a haunting.
We're going to have...
The Orange Highland record. Play Reincarnation.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go to vinyl. So you guys keep them entertained while I figure this out.
That's not hard.
We are trying to contact you, great spirit of Jay Gruberger.
What's the song, Kenny?
Reincarnation. All right.
Talk to us, Jay Gruberger. Where are you?
Now, that song, when I wrote that, a member of Killslug gave me this big old spliff, and I drove down to Rhode Island with this friend of mine to go get a tattoo. I made it to practice, and then I did this, like, Rocky Erickson lick, and just, like, man, I was so bloody stoned, you know? So once you hear the way I ripped off Slip Inside This House by the 13th floor elevators, it's like... In fact, Mike Quirk was there the day I met Rocky Erickson, so... It was the 13th.
Okay, so you just want Reincarnation on, like, low?
Yeah, down low, yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll turn down my music bed, and we'll try this out.
We're just lyrics to the side of the Lincoln Street exit.
Well, I'll turn it up so we at least hear it start. Yeah. Oh, okay, here. That's Reincarnation?
Can't hear nothing.
Because you don't have headphones on.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, so you want me to turn that down?
Keep it like that. Are we trying to summer up the ghost of the Gruebergers?
Ghosts of the Gruebergers, speak to me.
I'm being followed by a Gruberger. Gruberger, Gruberger.
Hello, Jay, are you out there? Jay,
hello, I'm Jay Gruberger. It's nice to be back. I'm up in heaven now.
Oh, Michael Glexman, privileged.
Oh, Michael Glitzman, nice to meet you. Nice to meet you, Ronnie Weicko. Everyone's out there. I was up in heaven, and you guys called me. I came down to see you and see what you guys were up to. You know, I wanted to let you know that I was with Marilyn Monroe, and you called, but I'd much rather spend my time
at her big mattresses. As a matter of fact, the father, Oscar, he's up there.
Oh, you want to talk to my father, Oscar? He's up here, too. Oscar! Oh, Oscar.
Oscar. Yes, I'm Oscar Gruberger. I'm here to tell you my son, Jay, is a good boy. Not like that son of mine, Solomon. He's a bum.
That fat bum get a job.
Not another nickel.
Now, the thing was, I was there on top of Marilyn Monroe with her large mattresses, and you bums had to call me.
You bums, I was
with some melon.
I don't even have to go down to Atlantic City to, you know what I mean.
Now, I remember that I was talking with Jordan Kratz on Thanksgiving. He said, you know, Oscar Gruberger sounds a lot like my father. So, speaking all that old Yiddish.
From the old country.
That's where we learned it all from. And as Solomon would say, well, I know you're ripping off right here. Oh, well, the best thing you ever did was getting Kaiser in the band.
Yeah,
you know?
That was the best thing. Oh, we loved Kenny Kaiser. Hey, Kenny Kaiser, how are you?
That nice boy from New Jersey that drives you around.
Thank you for driving me around, Kenny Kaiser. I'm sorry I can't thank you in person because I'm up in heaven now.
Right now, he's up there with Gigi Allen.
I'm up here with Gigi Allen and Jack Bruce, who I get to jam with all the time.
Someone want me to ask you about Gigi Allen, but finish your seance.
Oh, okay. We could have Gigi come.
Jay, I'll just be here throughout the day. You can just ask me anytime. Marilyn Monroe will wait.
Is that Gigi Allen's
spirit? Marilyn's a shiksa.
Right,
what
there?
Are you doing with a shiksa, Jay?
Oh, you know, up in heaven, everybody's, you know, with everybody. It's all good.
Yeah. Hey, if your pencil works, use it, you know. So, like a vault.
As long as it has an eraser.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, can I blow out these candles? Is this seance over?
Yes, we've talked with the Gruebergers.
Goodbye. Goodbye. I'm going back up to heaven. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye, your mom, sir. We did a reunion in 82, so that would have celebrated from 73 to 82. That would have been 9 years of me playing with Jay Gruberger. I played with Solomon in 04, so that was 31 years, and they both kicked off, and then...
Oh, man. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I'm left with this schmagegi right here. So.
All right. So, I'm left with you.
May all your relatives get cramps in your legs from dancing on your grave.
So I had heard, is it true you used to hang out with G.G. Allen?
Yes, I did used to hang out with Kevin, yes.
So that's his real name, Kevin?
Kevin Michael Allen, yeah.
So what was the deal with that? Like, how did you know him?
Okay, here we go. Let's see. We're going back to, like, Thanksgiving of 1971 now. I was in this little, like, western New York town, Brockport, New York, where there isn't much to do but drink Genesee beer, watch the snow fall, and... Well, at that time, O.J. Simpson was playing with the Buffalo Bills, so O.J. was killing them, let me tell you.
Boom, boom.
In more ways than one. So, anyway, I was, like, bored, so I put an advert inside of... Circus magazine, 15-year-old Ken Hyland.
A circus magazine?
Circus
magazine. Oh, circus music. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I thought it was like a circus magazine.
Yeah, yeah. So you,
were
like clowns and stuff.
Yeah, so I didn't know you were into the circus.
No. Now, Captain PJ ran away to join the circus, actually. That's another story.
Oh.
But, yeah, circus magazine. I was looking for pen pals. So I wanted to hear from folks that were into the Kinks and all that kind of thing. So I heard from some kid. He writes me, my name's Kevin Allen. I'm Lunenburg, Vermont. I'm 15. And I'm into the Who and the Small Faces musically. I'm a drummer, okay? Mm-hmm. And then later on, well, another person I did correspond with was Solomon Gruberger, who's now deceased also. I joined Old Rex back in 73. And then Old Rex, their record came out in 76. We're in Rock Scene magazine.
Okay.
So on the other page is Malpractice. Now, the rhythm section is Merle and Kevin Allen. And I said, gee, I wonder if that's the same Kevin Allen I knew from Lunenburg, Vermont.
Mm-hmm.
But... on New Year's Eve of 83, playing Geno's in Portland, Maine, I stayed over with Robert McKenzie, who was the drummer for me and Kenny at the time. Hopefully obscure.
Mackie.
And Mackie goes, oh, Kevin, yeah, that's Gigi. So then I put like two and two together. Or actually, I put six and seven together, which equals
13.
And then I multiplied by three. Which was it?
39.
So what have I found?
You found 39 where it wasn't.
There we go. That's hopelessly obscure.
That sure is.
So then... anyway, me and Georgianne Folgham, who lives up in up north there somewhere, she came down to see the last Club Linehan show. I run into her, and we're hanging out at the Rat. And there's, you know, Gigi and Merle. You know, they're sitting down. We all just sat down and started drinking. And then Gigi's like, yeah, I got this kid playing with me, man. He can't, like, get it, you know. So Gigi actually asked me to be on a Gigi Allen session. And I said, well, what do you want, some James Williamson-type guitar?
Right.
So we swapped phone numbers. Unfortunately, I passed out drunk the next day after work, so Gigi never called me, even though he had my phone number. So I blew... That's the only thing I regret in this life here is that I never got to record with Gigi Allen.
Yeah, oh, so you were close. You almost did.
I mean, I was considered, you know, and that's cool. And also, Gigi did quite a bit, because when Mackie played with him, Bob McKenzie, he played with... he's on Don't Lie to Me on that first Gigi record.
Don't Talk to Me.
Don't Talk to Me. Okay, that's right. You're right. Don't Lie to Me. That's
still really cool, though.
I think that's Big Star.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Mackie had was in touch with... No, not Mackie. Gigi was in touch with David Peel of Orange Records, so we were going to do a Hopelessly Obscure 45, but instead we did the EP instead, so...
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we knew him, and then last but not least, another former Bette girlfriend... of mine. We were like hanging out at the Rat, and we're just sitting down drinking a beer. And then Merle's ex-wife at the time says, Merle and Gigi want you to come over and sit with them. So, like, you know, the great Hyland sits with the Allen brothers. So we sat there, you know, just drinking a beer, you know, 1989.
Mm-hmm.
And just guy from Brockport talking, and I had a New Hampshire girlfriend, and I had two guys from New Hampshire, you know, and just hanging out talking. Then Gigi went to jail, then died.
So, wow.
That's about it.
That's quite a story.
That certainly makes a long story short.
But the two kings of shock rock hanging out. It's like, you know, you had Zappa, you know, taking a crap, you know, and like
Alice Cooper. So did you know Alice Zappa too?
I didn't know Zappa. I'm a big Mothers fan, but, you know, that whole thing about Zappa eating the crap and Alice Cooper ate it or whatever. So Gigi Allen did
stomping on chickens.
Yeah.
Gigi didn't defecate on the Rat floor, and I didn't eat it, or vice versa. Or I didn't, and Gigi didn't.
Oh, we got a caller. Somebody is intrigued, I think.
I'm sure they are.
It's Miss Lynn. You haven't played a request yet.
MFO, you're on the air.
Am I on the air? This is Moose. Ed Moose Savage.
What's up, Moose?
We want to hear from the Gruberger's, not the Schmagegi.
It's Ed Moose Savage.
I'm sorry. You started talking a little Yiddish. I got all excited for Christ's sake. But listen, I want these guys to either... How about you guys either play LSD for breakfast? or tell the story of how you wrote it, or tell the story of the recording.
We'll be more than happy to.
I don't think we're going to play it.
I know how to play it.
Yeah. But I mean, I didn't even play on that originally.
All right, the way
yeah,
next...
But-
We're going to tell the story. I think we're going to go with number two option. We're going to tell the story.
Let me tell the story already, Ed.
Okay. If you would be quiet, Kenny Hine will tell the story in an incomprehensible way.
This is my Shabbos. I'm the cantor here. This is my Shabbos, okay?
By the way, this is the greatest show I've ever heard.
It's the greatest show
he's ever heard. Yeah.
Okay. WMFO comes
and is that costing
again?
You any money? Is it either, you momser?
You momser.
Okay.
Okay,
we're going to curse you out in Yiddish.
Mazel tov, yeah. Kiss my tukas too, okay. Auf Wiedersehen. Okay, so here's the story.
Go for it.
All right. It actually goes back. Well, actually, we can count on this. I went to one
of those
Count Villion shows at the Paradise, and I met this big Velvet Underground fan named Phil Milstein, Pep Lester.
Pep Lester.
Yep, Pep. So Phil said, hey, Ken, you know, let's go up to, actually, that's Ted Nebick, but... Again, let's go up to WMFO, and my friend Bruce is on air. Das ist Uwe Stahlschmidt. Uwe ist wunderbar. Uwe ist ein guter Mann. And so I'm hanging, you know, with Bruce Stahlschmidt, who was in a band called 13 with Miguel D'Amore.
Miguel D'Amore, we bow and point.
Yes, we do. And then I end up getting in on the 20 Ashford Street party circuit. So I went there in 81 one time. In fact, I jammed Miguel D'Amore on bass and me on guitar.
In 81.
81. You weren't there.
I wasn't there.
I didn't invite you.
Oh,
I didn't want to be with you. Okay. It's bad enough I'm here with you now.
Oi. Tell me about it.
You shouldn't live out the night. Okay, so the story, anyway, as I was beginning to tell you. So then 1982, talking about obnoxious, I was there with Johnny Black. Oi. Oi.
I don't know Johnny Black.
Johnny Jumper Cable.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that name.
Of Johnny Black.
Yep. So Johnny and I are at this party, and we start jamming in the corner, you know, like Johnny was prone to do, you know, and a lot of Stones covers. Like one time, Johnny and I had a practice space, and somebody hollers out, and Abita Cucci, you can tell you this too. How many copies to get your yayas out do you guys own anyway?
Can't have too many.
That's right.
Okay, and Johnny was standing next to Keith Richards' Telecaster, actually, at some place, like out of the Rock and
Roll. Oh, I saw the picture on Facebook. It's very exciting.
For once, it was something that wasn't fishing. So, usually he's fishing for compliments.
Right.
So, so Johnny and I are there playing, you know, and okay, we played, all right, that's all right. Then all of a sudden, Ed, he's drunk off his tukus, and he's like, all right, everybody, hold on a second. I've got a song.
Now, so this is Ed Moose.
Ed Moose, just, yeah. Right,
okay.
And all of a sudden we hear, it was Roach Under the Pillow, actually.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, Johnny's going to be, who is this guy, you know? So we already knew he was with Sugar. Okay, that was for sure. That was a given.
People still ask that question. Who is this guy?
I mean, he was dancing with me on my 60th birthday, so I know he's with Sugar. Okay.
Oh, yeah. He's out of it.
Oh, you got vault. So then... So we're meeting them, and there's a song called LSD for Breakfast where I reformed the group Cryptic Edge in the studio. So that'd be Mrs. George Hall on keyboards, and Mackie played drums.
Mrs. George Hall.
Greg Zotsky. Okay,
It was Greg Zotsky.
Mrs. George Hall.
Mrs. George.
She's a decent woman now. You know, she's respectable, married.
Uh-huh.
Don't be saying nothing about her.
Okay.
Can I say her name?
You got a beef against my brother?
Oh, God. Start that story.
Oh, please. Okay, so then Miguel D'Amore was on guitar, Uwe Stahlschmidt on the bass. And so the song goes, you know, hey, LSD, give me that guitar. I'll play it for acoustic.
Hold on. Wait a second. Keep talking. I know you're good at that. I have to get it.
You ain't been to a Blodgett family reunion. Gee, Julie will tell you all about that. Then Blodgett started having five conversations at once. We're all country folks, so...
What are you going to do first now, Kenny?
I'm just going to, if I sing the song, it tells...
It might make more sense than him talking about it, because so far I haven't understood anything you said.
I'm just kind of doing my thing over here on the computer and let him ramble, but let's hear it in song, Kenny.
It's hypnotizing, isn't it?
Sing my song!
It's like white
What's
noise.
A
it, just, it just goes on and doesn't make any sense.
We love him. Kenny Island, everyone.
LSD for breakfast. every Halloween. LSD for breakfast. Image of 13. Decline of civilization meets a ride on Sunset Strip. Maybe Righteous Stoney. But you're not very hip. One time now. LSD for breakfast. The bags on the wall. LSD for breakfast. Nobody to call. Mr. Butch is in the kitchen while Eddie, he plays kazoo. While the seeds are in the park singing. Two fingers pointing at you one time around. LSD for breakfast. Bags on the wall. You know that they had to go and they couldn't make this call. Mr. Butch is in the kitchen. Wow. Eddie, he plays kazoo. While the seeds are in the park singing. Two fingers pointing at you last time around. There you go. Happy birthday, Ed. Gemini on a full moon. That's it. You're not getting a cent out of me, but you're getting that song for nothing.
I hope that answered your question.
MFO, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi. Wait, how am I on the air if you're playing a song?
Well, I can do that, too. I can do all sorts of things. Do you want to be on the air or
he's
not?
He's the Lizard King. He can do anything.
You don't need to be on the air. Yes. What would you like to say,
wait,
ma'am?
Kenny's there?
Yes. Kenny's here, yes. Who have I offended now? I might as well run me for president then.
It's Alona. Why aren't you playing my mom?
Alona, why aren't we playing your ma?
You got it.
That's Martha Hull's daughter.
You play her mom?
We got a request.
What the heck does that mean?
She's calling from Maryland.
Oh.
You got a request out of Maryland.
Yeah, I want to burn out.
Yeah, Miss Lynn wants to hear
Ms.
that,
Lynn
too.
Miss Lynn requested it.
Wow, what's going on there, Brian?
We're too busy talking.
Oh, I'm supposed to look for a song. I thought you wanted something live from them. What song am I supposed to look for?
No one wants to hear us sing it.
I want to burn out off of the Hello World Core album.
Let me look for that in a second, okay?
James Brown's engineered your ma and James Brown.
I will look for that. Someone else is just trying to call, too. Caller, call back. We're just very busy at the moment.
We'll take all kinds of calls. All kinds of calls.
I will look for that and try and get it on the air soon. Okay, ma'am?
All right.
Thank you.
Ma'am, I wonder if she was a little Beatles.
Thank you. You want me? Should I play something and look for that, or you guys want to keep going at it?
Keep on going. I can play unplugged.
Stop if you let him keep talking.
I still got a gig tonight too. I'm like
here's that other caller.
Okay. Hello, this is the White House. Who have I offended?
Johnny.
Hey, Johnny.
Johnny who?
Johnny.
Johnny okay, Jumper Cable.
Johnny.
Who? Johnny Jumper Cable.
Who is
it? How many copies to get your yayas out do you own anyway? Talking about the Midnight Rambler.
Wow. No, I'm still playing Stones covers.
That's great. That sounds great, Johnny.
What kind of fish you caught lately?
I'm going to Florida at the end of March.
Oh, no cables reunion then. That's it.
Ooh. No. Great show, though. Hey, Kenny, is this the one where you were lying on the floor?
That was WJUL up in Lowell, right?
He can reenact that if you want.
I was drunk off my tuchus.
You gotta tell him the story about how we wrote Kielbasa because I pissed off your roommate playing AC/DC riffs for about an hour.
Oh, that would do it.
You know, we pissed off so many people. Why aren't we in the White House?
That's all it takes, I guess.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get. I'm dying my hair red and going in the White House. Wow, good God, Chocolate City.
I'll go for you.
Mr. Redheaded stepchild.
Wow, good God.
You ready?
Ready.
Okay. Well, actually,
name that tune. Ready?
Name that tune.
I can't even play it.
You made a mistake, that's it. I'm playing this guitar. You should hear Kaiser's version of that solo.
You really got me.
Let's kill Bossa.
We changed order.
Can we do this live if he's playing the guitar at his house?
Let's do it right now.
Oh, all right, John. Let's do a cable song over the phone.
We'll tell you, we wrote one on the what's the one we wrote on the phone with Miss Lim?
That's I get nervous.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get nervous. I get nervous. Has 7 words that we can sing on the radio, right?
Yeah. No swearing.
No swearing.
Well, I'm going to go back to listening.
Okay.
if I can't swear, I'm not going to talk.
That turned him off.
That's it.
Well, that was your jumper cables reunion right there, folks.
That was fantastic.
That's too much work for one day. I'll see you.
Thanks
Catch
for the call,
fish for
John.
Me.
Hi, Johnny.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for listening, too. Oh, boy.
That was Johnny.
Johnny, yeah. and he answered my ad on Memorial Day of 1981 in the Phoenix.
Before I forget, guys, let's do a quick PSA, okay?
Sure.
Okay. All right, cool. Thank you.
Don't I usually have to go see the doctor and bend over for one of them?
We'll be right back with more from Kenny and Kenny. It's WMFO.
Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of a dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
Oh, now you've talked a lot. Let's have a look at you.
busted a button on my trousers.
Busted a button on my kilt. Hope it don't fall down.
Your kilt?
It did. Actually, my kilt did fall down when I was singing Midnight Rambler, as a matter of fact.
And they got booted out of the club. And
when did that happen?
For a year.
That was at the Kirkland. I was banned for a couple of years, so, you know.
Yeah, I think I've seen you in a kilt. Do you do that often? You wear a kilt on stage?
Well, everyone seems to, like, want to rip it off of me, you know, so.
Like Axl Rose?
They want to know about the Scotsman myth.
Were you doing it? Were you doing it? Don't mean I got the Irish curse.
Were you doing it before Axl Rose?
I was doing everything before Axl Rose.
Yeah.
Axl Rose was in junior high when I did the first Gizmos record.
Of course you were. He was in diapers.
He was Billy Bailey back then.
Yeah, he was Bill Bailey. Oh, won't you come home, Bill Bailey? Oh, won't you come home? Won't you please go home? Won't you go home, Bill Bailey? Please go back to Indiana.
Come on and do the dishes, mop up the floor.
Get the hell out of here.
I would rather watch Larry Bird play basketball than listen to Bill Bailey.
Well, anyways, I have that song queued up. I want to burn out.
This we got two requests for this, which is two more requests than we got for any other song.
I never thought I'd see the next generation though play my mom's song.
Well, I requested Cave Woman a long time ago, and you guys did
take
care of
that. You're a DJ. You don't you can't make requests on your own show.
Sure, I can. When there's a guest,
Who requested me to come down here? All of a sudden, I found out the damn thing was books. Oh, can I say that word?
That's your buddy here.
My buddy.
I requested
40 years of a bad marriage.
I knew that Kenny could carry the conversation. I just didn't know how little sense he would make.
Is that what happened?
I've been with Kenny longer than I've been married to all my ex-wives already.
Is that what happened, though, Kenny? He just booked it? You didn't know?
Didn't ask me. Hell no. I paid Hellfire and Tarnation, and I had to go plow out G. Julie's car. I said, baby, you can drive your car. I already am a star. And she says, are you going to be okay out there with the snow? I go, hell, I'm from Brockport. That snow ain't nothing.
That's nothing.
Okay,
Buffalo Bills hat.
So this song is called I Wanna Burnout. It was written by myself, Ken Kaiser, and Solomon wrote two lines. And we managed to snag Martha Hull from the Slicky Boys to come drive up to New Jersey with Kim Kane and Keith Campbell.
Yep.
And she was going to sing the song, and she is a fantastic singer, but she had never heard the song before until on the way over in the car, I sang it for her in the car while she had a copy of the lyrics, but she had never heard the song before. And she's just absorbing it. And Miss Lynn points out, she gets in the studio, never heard the song before, sings it once.
Is that what we're going to hear right
here? Yeah, she sings it first time, then she goes through it again and sings it differently. And we didn't understand what she was doing. She was harmonizing with herself, and then we put the two things together. And everyone in the studio just fell over and went, oh, my God.
So I'll add two short points. Number one, Genesee beer, okay? We were force-feeding her the dirty water of Rochester. That is like the Narragansett of Rochester is Genesee. So she sang this on Genesee. Bob Bolt, engineer, James Brown, and Martha Hull, good God. And there was one more point.
Our engineer was also James Brown's engineer.
Yep, on all the holiday workers, like the big payback. And also, one of my Marine buddies, when I was down south, stationed in South Carolina, I played him this album when it came out in '79, and he goes, "Grace Slick," and he's right.
Grace Slick, yeah.
Then that's Martha's vocals. Let me tell you,
better than Grace Slick.
Well, she's a cross between Grace Slick and Janis Joplin. So.
And what about that woman who sang with a Meatloaf?
No, even better. United Artists, the band Fantasy, Stone Cowboy, that record, understand it's a 45. Miss Lynn said that sounds like Martha
Hull blows them all away. So this is Martha Hull.
And the closest thing we got in this town is Kim Ackland.
There you go. Kim Ackland.
Right. Kim Ackland and the Black Souls. It's the closest thing we got to Martha Hull in this town.
I want to burn out.
All right, let's check it out, and then we'll be back with the Boston Groupie News Report.
Woo!
All right. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. And that was The Core with I Wanna Burn Out. Yeah, that was great.
That was Alona's mom, okay, Martha Hull, and her dad, Bob Berberick, drummed with Nils Lofgren, and he's on Midnight Special in the early 70s. But he got replaced by Ainsley Dunbar. So, but back in the 60s.
What year was that? What year did you, that
Like
that
early recorded? 70s, 71, yeah. 72. Because Nils is from
Got a wicked Jefferson Airplane vibe, you know?
That's Alona's mom, but I'm trying to tell you, her dad was in Grin with Nils Lofgren. He was on Midnight Special.
That's awesome, yeah.
And before that, he was in a band called The Hangmen, who had a song called What a Girl Can't Do.
Wow. The Liars?
Before, The Hangmen, The Liars covered it, but yeah. I mean, like, we're talking about the lady that called up saying, play my mom. Her dad, I played that with him, too. He did the drum beat just like the record, of course, because he wrote the record.
Yeah, yep.
Wow.
And then her mom sang, so I played What a Boy Can't Do with Alona's parents.
Wow.
That's some crazy stuff. Now we have to do Boston Groupie News. We don't have to, but we love to do it. Boston Groupie News Report is
Miss Lynn will throw a coffee mug at you.
Bonk. Yeah. We do this 3:45 every week and just kind of like give a quick rundown of what's going on around
Rushy
town.
Fire King.
Go ahead. Go ahead and plug whatever you want here. Go ahead.
Go out tonight and have some fun. It's nice.
Mike Quirk's birthday.
It's Michael Quirk's birthday.
Celebrate. Yeah,
my birthday. Down at whatever.
Club Linehan, and Gogo are at the Out of the Blue Gallery.
Out of the Blue Gallery.
Along with Mad Painter and Johnny Plankton.
But do go to Tavern at the End of the World to see Fire King if you don't want any more Motor City Madness. You know, you got it from me one generation away.
Yeah, don't send them this. Send them to our place.
Go out of the blue.
Yes, there's all sorts of options. There's also the Gala, Swivel, the Royal They, and Power Slut at O'Brien's.
Ooh.
There's the FUs, the Welch Boys, Refuse, Resist, Taxi Driver, Ice Cold Killers, Guns of Brighton. They're cool. They've been on the show. Tim Baxter, Tony Snowdale at Great Scott. That's a huge bill. What the?
Kenny and I go way back with the FUs, actually, so go to that show. We're just plugging our buddies.
Yes.
Tuesday, the Howardian, the Monsieurs, JoJo, and the Angry Girls are at Zuzu. I'm kind of stealing Marie's job here. I didn't even realize it.
Did
are you okay?
Okay.
We're gonna have to call him Brianna.
She usually reads the report.
He's in transition.
It's just Michael Quirk is in her seat. I'll probably catch crap for that.
I'm sorry. He can kick me out of my seat.
Did I say it? Yeah. Monsieur's JoJo and the Angry Girls, Howardian at Zuzu. Go see the Monsieur's if you can. If you're not going to see Mike, go see the Monsieur's because they're awesome. Doped Up Dollies, The Pomps, Mickey Rickshaw, and Whoopi Sticks are at O'Brien's. Those are on Tuesday. All sorts of other things. Ruby Rose Fox Valentine's Day Show at Atwood's. Lux Lives East Coast. Oh, you just got to check it out. There's a lot of great stuff on here. Marie does a much better job. She'll be back to do it next week. BostonGroupieNews.com. Go to check out everything there and more.
And Blowfish is retired, so he can go out to see all them shows.
He's not retired from doing that.
No, he's retired from the post office.
Right, right.
He's not out in the snow
like
right now.
He's like full-time Boston Groupie News guy.
Mm. Well, he's retired. So everybody buy stamps. Don't do online checking, okay? The guy.
What I'm trying to say is I don't call that retired. He's doing some good work here.
The guy that invented online checking, I know his wife. They're big Trump supporters, so don't do online checking. Use stamps to pay your bills. America first.
Yeah, keep me working.
Keep Mike Quirk working. That's right.
Oh, speaking of America first, you have a song, America First, don't you?
Yeah, I wrote that when I was guarding a tank.
Gizmo.
Do you want me to play that one?
Absolutely.
I have to, right?
Because until Trump gives me the money, he can't say it. You know what I mean? I'm going to sue his ass.
Yeah. Kenny
revoke
said it first.
My security clearance. I don't care. Give me. I've had dishonorable discharges and all kinds of other discharges. So.
Oh yeah. I don't want to. That's between you and your doctor.
Yes. That was Kenny Hyland speaking. Make sure you get that straight.
Kenny Geiser's thinking it though.
It's the Gizmos. America first.
Y'all ain't got nothing on me.
Here's a neo-fascist called patriotism, written by myself and what's their names, Martin?
Who?
Elaine and Michael, what's their names?
Michael Wilson and Lane Tarleton.
Thank you, Mr. Slicky. It's called America First. Oh, shit, what's the first line?
Well, maybe I
Wait a minute, I gotta remember the first line. Yeah, that's it.
Put out freaks, blow your mind. I don't want nothing to do with your kind. You just sit there, getting high, while the stormtroopers go marching by. I don't see how things could get any worse. I'm so full of angst that I could burst. This downward trend has gotta be reversed. Chicago more foes, America first. If the commies ever invaded our land, you'd probably give them a helping hand. Creeps like you are a threat to our nation. You should have been off during gestation. I don't see how things could get any worse. I'm so full of angst that I could burst. This downward trend has gotta be reversed. Chicago more foes, America first. So full of angst that I could burst. This downward trend has gotta be reversed. Chicago more foes, America first. The kids today don't got no beliefs. Man, it really caused me grief. My generation is a real lost cause. They got the ends and goals of Allen balls. I don't see how things could get any worse. I'm so full of angst that I could burst. This downward trend has gotta be reversed. Chicago more foes, America first. Chicago more foes, America first. Chicago more foes, America first.
What a gizmo.
can hear her voice, soft and low. Then someone dropped a coin in the jukebox and played an old familiar song. Then tears came to my eyes as I suddenly realized was a song that reminded me of her. And as I sit and cry, someone came to my side and asked me if I lost my best friend. I said, no, it's just that song. No, it's just that song. It's just I ain't heard it for so long. It brings back old memories. Won't you leave me alone, please? No, no, it's just that song.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, thank you to the Kens, Ken Kaiser, Kenny
yay,
Island,
yay,
Michael
yay.
Quirk, John Keegan,
woo,
we're gonna make Marisa Trousby, Julie G.
G.
Julie.
We're going to make this a tradition.
And don't forget about Jay Gruberger. I'm still here. I'm visiting from heaven.
As long as one of us isn't already underneath the ice, Kaiser and I will be back every February.
February.
Until the day we die.
You want to make it an annual thing?
We should make it an annual thing.
Groundhog Day type of thing?
Yeah. Make it a high holiday.
All right. High holiday.
You got it. You got it.
Do you realize that Moose Savage called in on the Shabbos to talk to us?
Wow. He broke his...
Yeah, he did. He broke his petzel.
He broke his mitzvah.
So now you're going to have a whole year
to prepare for this. We got some new material for next year.
Yeah, you only prepared like a week. Oh, my God. Well, I can't wait for the next one.
We got 40 years worth of stories.
Yeah, we only scratched the surface of the tip of the iceberg.
But since y'all were playing the cramps, I'll tell you a Washington, D.C. story that Alona and her mom might remember.
Washington.
We, Africa Corps stayed at the Slicky Boy's house, okay? Because the guy that looked like Frank Zappa, he was living with his ma. And then he had the Cramps' house guest, right?
Yep.
So anyway, Kim Kane's mother goes, oh, I like those people a whole lot better instead of that band with the fat guy, meaning the Africa Corps. And why were the Cramps better house guests than the Africa
meaning
Corps?
Meaning you?
Yeah, because
I was thin back then. I was buff, man. I looked like
I looked like I was in Wham.
Oh yeah. Kenny ate all their food. Jay ate all their food. So when we stayed over at their house, none of us had
because he's a human garbage disposal.
So we didn't have back in 77, it was so romantic. We didn't have any money. I mean, zero. So when I got
paid by the government every month.
Yeah, we got like 50 cents in our pockets between us. So we'd stay over at Martin's house and eat all his family's food. We just raid their refrigerator and there would be nothing left. It'd be like locusts came through.
Right.
The Cramps were more politer than us then, huh?
They probably have more money than
I have to look up. Keep talking, guys. I got to find out who's playing next week. Do you know, Marie?
Oh, good stuff. I know it's going to be good stuff.
It is. Whoever the hell it is ain't going to top us, and I know that for a
fact.
That's
right.
And it will be very hard.
That and the Buffalo Bills winning the Super Bowl.
Well, let me try.
4 years in a row.
Forget Rex Reverb. Rex, are you online right now? Rex Reverb is their next coach.
Take a while. No, I'm not online.
You're not online right now. Okay. Well, I'll post it later. I forget who's up next week, but we have some great shows coming up. And thank you. Like I said, thank you, everyone. You guys plug everything you need to. Or?
Don't forget to go out and have fun tonight.
Mike Quirk's birthday.
Out of the Blue Gallery. It's going to be fun.
And Tom,
we
got
cake.
Tom Tipton needs money. He needs a GoFundMe because Out of the Blue's in trouble. Losing their space
and all
that.
Don't forget to fund them.
So don't let, like,